Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Bitcoin Street Journal podcast. I'm Autumn, and we are absolutely pumped to be here on this incredible September 8th, 2025.
And I'm Darren, and folks, let me tell you, Bitcoin is on fire today. We've got some absolutely mind-blowing news that's going to make every single Bitcoiner out there jump for joy.
Oh my gosh, Darren, where do we even start? Michael Saylor just cracked the top 500 richest people on the planet. Bitcoin is sitting pretty at $112,470, and we've got a solo miner who just scored $353,000 from a single block.
That's right, Autumn. And get this, Autumn. Mining difficulty just hit an all-time high above $136 trillion. Illiquid supply is at a record 14.3 million Bitcoin locked away by diamond-handed hodlers, and we've got treasury mania spreading like wildfire across corporate America.
This is exactly what we've been predicting, and it's happening right now. The Bitcoin revolution is in full swing, and today's episode is going to be packed with everything you need to know. So buckle up, Bitcoin maximalists. This is going to be one epic ride.
All right, everyone, let's dive into our market update. Bitcoin is absolutely crushing it at $112,470. That's up 1.21%, and we are looking strong. Market cap, a whopping $2.24 trillion with $33 billion in trading volume.
And Darren, we're only 9.2% away from our all-time high of $124,128. Can you feel that energy? The bulls are charging, and every single day we're seeing more and more institutional adoption. The momentum is absolutely unstoppable.
But here's what's really incredible, Autumn. 72% of all Bitcoin is now illiquid. That's 14.3 million Bitcoin that's locked away by true believers who understand what they're holding. These are the diamond hands that are going to drive us to the moon.
And speaking of strength, our mining difficulty just hit an all-time high above 136 trillion. This network has never been more secure, never been more strong, and never been more decentralized. This is exactly what Satoshi envisioned.
Plus, ETF inflows are red hot. We saw $250.3 million pour into Bitcoin ETFs just in the first week of September alone. Meanwhile, Ethereum ETFs, they're bleeding money. This is the great rotation from digital fool's gold to real digital gold.
Now, let's talk about the king of Bitcoin maximalists, Michael Saylor. This absolute legend just entered the top 500 richest people on the planet, and guess what fueled that rocket ship? Bitcoin! MicroStrategy just added another 1,955 Bitcoin for $217.4 million.
That brings their total to 638,460 Bitcoin. 638,000 Bitcoin at today's prices, that's over $71 billion in Bitcoin. Saylor didn't just drink the orange pill, he chugged the entire bottle and asked for more.
And the treasury mania is spreading like wildfire. Metaplanet just added 136 more Bitcoin, bringing their total to 20,136 Bitcoin worth over $2 billion. These Japanese visionaries are showing the world how it's done.
But wait, there's more. Forward Industries just raised $1.65 billion for a Solana treasury, though we all know they should have gone with Bitcoin instead. Capital B secured $5 million in funding, and Altvest Capital raised a massive $210 million. The institutional FOMO is real.
And can we talk about this incredible solo miner story? Some absolute Chad just mined a block solo and earned $353,000. This is what Bitcoin is all about. Decentralization, permissionless mining, and life-changing rewards for those who secure the network.
Meanwhile, Paraguay is having serious discussions about creating a strategic Bitcoin reserve. South America is waking up to the Bitcoin standard, and we couldn't be more excited to see this orange wave spreading across the globe.
Let's talk about Bitcoin's incredible network security. Our mining difficulty just smashed through $136 trillion. That's an all-time high, folks. This network has never been stronger, never been more secure, and never been more decentralized.
And these solo mining success stories just keep coming. Every time someone mines a block solo, it's a beautiful reminder that Bitcoin is truly permissionless. Anyone, anywhere can contribute to securing the most important network in human history.
The illiquidity supply analysis is absolutely mind-blowing. 14.3 million Bitcoin locked away by hodlers who truly understand what they're holding. These are the strong hands that are going to carry us through the next bull run and beyond.
And with only 947 days until the next halving, the supply squeeze is getting tighter every single day. Every 10 minutes, 3.125 new Bitcoin are created, and most of them are being hoarded by smart money who understand the game theory.
The supply and demand dynamics are absolutely perfect for Bitcoin holders. We've got massive institutional demand, record-breaking illiquidity supply, and a network that gets stronger and more secure every single day. This is the recipe for explosive price action.
Now let's talk about global adoption. Paraguay is having serious discussions about establishing a strategic Bitcoin reserve. This could be huge for South American adoption and showing other countries the way forward.
And our absolute favorite Bitcoin country, El Salvador, just purchased another 21 Bitcoin while diversifying $50 million into gold. President Bukele continues to show the world how a Bitcoin-forward nation operates in the modern economy.
On the regulatory front, we've got the SEC and CFTC coordination roundtable happening September 29th. This could provide some much-needed clarity for institutional adoption, and we all know clarity means more buying pressure.
The ETF flow analysis tells the entire story. Massive Bitcoin inflows while Ethereum bleeds money. Smart investors are recognizing that there's Bitcoin and then there's everything else. The separation is happening right now. All right, everyone, it's time for our favorite segment, altcoin roasting. Because while Bitcoin is reaching new heights of dominance and security, the altcoin casino continues to provide us with endless entertainment.
Oh boy, where do we start? Ethereum ETFs are hemorrhaging money while Bitcoin ETFs are seeing massive inflows. It's almost like investors are finally realizing that digital fool's gold can't compete with real digital gold.
And speaking of the DeFi dumpster fire, Nemo Protocol just got hacked for $2.4 million. Shocking, I know. Who could have predicted that complex smart contracts might have vulnerabilities? Bitcoin just sits there, secure and unchanging, for 16 perfect years.
Don't even get me started on Solana. While Bitcoin maintains 99.98% uptime for over a decade, Solana can't go a month without going down. But hey, at least the transactions are fast when the network actually works.
Bitcoin has had zero downtime, zero successful attacks, zero protocol failures for 16 incredible years. Meanwhile, altcoins get hacked, go offline, fork, and fail on a weekly basis. There's Bitcoin, and then there's everything else.
Time for our lightning round education segment. Quick question, what happens when mining difficulty increases? It means more computational power is securing the network, making Bitcoin more secure and more valuable.
That's right. And what does 72% illiquidity supply mean? It means hodlers are taking Bitcoin off the market, creating a massive supply squeeze that forces prices higher as demand continues to grow.
Why are corporate treasuries buying Bitcoin? Because smart CFOs realize that holding cash is a guaranteed way to lose purchasing power, while holding Bitcoin is a guaranteed way to preserve and grow wealth over time.
And why are countries starting Bitcoin reserves? Because they understand that Bitcoin is the hardest money ever created, and holding it gives them a massive competitive advantage in the global economy. All right, Bitcoin maximalists, we've reached the end of another incredible episode. Bitcoin closed at $112,470. Mining difficulty hit $136 trillion. And Michael Saylor is officially in the top 500 richest people thanks to his Bitcoin vision.
The key takeaways? Bitcoin is getting stronger, more secure, and more valuable every single day. Corporate treasuries are buying, countries are buying, and smart individuals are stacking sats like their future depends on it, because it does.
So here's your call to action. Keep stacking those sats, follow us on Nostr, zap us some lightning, and remember that every sat you buy today could be worth life-changing money tomorrow.
Don't forget to visit us at thebitcoinstreetjournal.com for all the latest Bitcoin news, analysis, and maximum hopium. Keep studying, keep stacking, and keep believing in the Bitcoin revolution.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Darren. Until next time, Bitcoin maximalists, see you on the next block.